Hi everybody, I want to thank you for coming. I also want to thank my crossbench behind me for also coming. It seems to me that the state's banned these brown paper bags for a reason, and now their federal counterparts are trying to bring them back into play. So simply what's going on here is that the Liberal and Labor Party, under the cover of darkness, are trying to bring back donations so that they can pass them on to their own states without any integrity or without anybody knowing what's going on. So there's a new political donations bill coming through that both Federal, Liberal and Labor are trying to bring up so they can pass this money through to their states without their states having to write anything down about this cash that's going to flow through. So I'd be very, very surprised, firstly, if the states don't know what's going on. So we're going back to the good old days of property developers putting things in Audi bags and brown paper bags, and that's exactly what's going on here. We are simply asking for one thing, and that one thing is quite simple. We want an inquiry. So what we want to know is why the Liberal and Labor will not let us have an inquiry when they bring this bill through, and why they want to rush it through without anybody knowing, and why they will not let us go to an inquiry so the public can see exactly what is going on here and what they're up to. I mean, we are supposed to be working on political donations up here to tighten them up, and they are weakening them. They are weakening them for their own power and their own benefit.
How do these laws weaken donations?
Because what it means is that there is no transparency. So when the money is given now to Federal, the Federal can simply just pass it down to their state counterparts. And if you read the bill, there is no transparency in there. The states don't have to write anything down. So I guess the question would be as well, do the states know what is going on here? And if they do, then what do they have to say for themselves? We have a Queensland election coming up. We already know that. How bizarre that these political donations have just, this bill has appeared out of nowhere, and we've got a Queensland election coming up at a state level.
Yesterday we also saw the crossbench calling for a federal ICAC. Now we've got this. We've also just had revelations in the last week about this exact sort of issue. Why is it the crossbench that's fighting for this, and why does it seem the two major parties, in your opinion?
I think because we're the crossbench, first of all, we have full integrity, and we haven't been in the game for years and years and years, and we've got no baggage, and therefore we've got nothing to lose. We also don't take thousands of dollars in brown paper bags, and we never have and we never will, and we are very transparent about where we get our political donations from. You won't have all these people standing here that are crossbench or independents in Parliament are calling for these things if they had anything to hide. And we've got nothing to hide, but what we know is what goes on up here. And we need the Australian public to understand that. And they need to see that. And these people, you know, these people that go and use taxpayers' money and have dinners, take helicopters and do what else, not held accountable, it's enough. You don't see us doing this sort of stuff. And it is not on. And this is why the public does not trust the political parties any longer. And it is getting worse. You know what, there might be only a few of us up here, but we're not going to stop with this, and we're going to hold them accountable, because somebody has to.
So are you saying these donation laws will allow the parties to bypass tougher state laws? Is that essentially what
they'll do? Yep. So what will happen here is, even though New South Wales and Queensland in particular have tried to clean up their laws and make them tougher, this will actually bypass that. So it doesn't matter what laws they've put in place. They will still, that money will still get down to those states, and nobody will know anything about it. And like I said, we're going backwards, not forward, when it comes to political donations. But yeah, if you want to talk about National ICAC, there's experts behind me. My goodness, come up to the Larissa, go.
Thanks, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Well, look, what's happened is the federal government are trying to get the money machine carrying on funding their re-election campaigns. We know there's $100 million in corporate donations that both the big parties have accepted since 2012. Big money runs this place. But democracy shouldn't be for sale. It should be about the public interest and what's best for the nation. So what Minister Cormann and the Morrison government have now done is tried to overrule the state's bans on donations from property developers and from other sectors in New South Wales. The High Court said no, they can't, that's beyond their power, and so now the government's come back with an amendment bill that seeks to still achieve that objective but in a slightly narrower way. Long story short, the government is still trying to override donations bans on the eastern states. Now, It's no surprise that the big parties want to keep the dollars flowing into their coffers. They sold out years ago. Democracy shouldn't work like that. Politicians are elected to represent their constituents and the nation's interest, not to represent who just took them out to lunch or who just donated to their re-election fund. That's why today I'm introducing a bill to ban donations from fossil fuel companies, from the gambling industry, from the alcohol and tobacco industries, and to cap donations from everybody else. Big money, no matter where it's coming from, should not be corrupting politicians and the political process. It should be about the public interest. Again, transparency is really not the bag of the two big parties, is it? Because once again yesterday, the government gagged debate on introducing a federal corruption watchdog. Well, perhaps that's because they've got more skeletons in the closet that they hope are not uncovered. We've already seen six election slush funds used by this government. We've seen numerous contracts for mates scandals, and we see policy for donations all the time. So it's no wonder that the government doesn't want a limit on donations, and it doesn't want the transparency that a federal corruption watchdog would bring. So thank goodness for the crossbench. We don't take the dirty money at the Greens. We've been pushing for a federal corruption watchdog for 10 years. And my bill passed the Senate last September. It's sitting there on the House notice paper just waiting for the government to have some integrity and let it be debated and ideally voted on, but they keep gagging that. I understand that talks will now resume. The government said, oh, we're going to keep talking about this. Well, it's yet more delay. They said 18 months ago that an ICAC was imminent, and now they're using coronavirus as an excuse to delay integrity. Well, it's not going to fly. As Jackie said, trust in politicians is at an all-time low, and frankly, that's deserved, because this government has gone from rot to rot to scandal, and all it does is shut down debate and run away from transparency.
Thanks very much. And I thank my Senate crossbench colleagues for bringing this to the attention of the whole House today. I think it's the height of hypocrisy that we have a government who tells us that due to coronavirus, there is no time to introduce a Federal Integrity Commission bill to the House that they have apparently drafted. No time for that because we're so busy looking after the nation with a pandemic. But there's plenty of time to rush through a bill in the Senate that seeks to muddy the waters yet again on political donation transparency. If there's one virus that's infected the democracy of Australia, it's political donations. I've had enough of it. You don't see the independents, you don't see the crossbenchers, the minor parties engaging in this kind of brown paper bag activity. We don't want it anymore. We're tired of it. We want a Federal Integrity Commission with teeth. There's a bill before the House right now. This government is shutting down debate at every opportunity, and most especially on a Federal Integrity Commission. But yet, in the Senate, we see a bill to undermine the states and to make sure that this old practice of big money from big donors with big influence continues to muddy the waters of our Australian democracy. Every day Australians are fed up with it. I'm fed up with it. I know my colleagues are too. And we won't stand for it. We will continue to speak out about this because this is core. This is core to who we are as a nation. It's core to who we are as a parliament. If we want the trust of the Australian people, then we need to show that trust in return. We need to make sure that political donations are transparent. We need to know who holds the influence, who really holds the power. Thank you.
I absolutely support what's been said by my crossbench colleagues, and I thank the crossbench in the Senate for raising concern about this and it, making sure that we are aware of what's being attempted here. Because let's be very clear in relation, for example, to what does this mean? We have at the moment no limitations when it comes to political donations at the federal level. But state governments have implemented strong policies, especially Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, in relation to industry-led donations, political donations. So that is from, for example, the alcohol and tobacco, from gambling, property developers. Now, these are really important prohibitions. The major parties seek to get around that by receiving donations at a federal level and seeking to apply them at state level. States have strong legislation. It was attempted to circumvent that in the case of Spence versus the Queensland that went to the High Court last year, and the High Court said no, you cannot do that. And that's what this legislation is trying to do, is trying to get around the High Court ruling. And this should not be acceptable, especially when we don't have a National Anti-Corruption and Integrity Commission. As Helen said, this is definitely the most important virus on the Australian democracy.
I'd come out of Queensland. I was in the Queensland government for 20 years. The government fell under allegations of corruption. In actual fact, Bjarke Petersen never took a dime or a cent for himself. He died a pauper. But he, like the rest of us, was being drowned in a wave of donations. Once we had the power, everyone wanted to buy us. And if you allow that to happen, then even one of the most powerful governments the country's ever seen can be brought unstuck, and we were most certainly brought unstuck in spite of the fact that our leader was honest. Believe it or not, you find that hard to believe, honest as the day is long. But the money was going in brown paper bags, I can absolutely assure you, to a lot of other people who we obviously had to pay fealty to, and it brought us well and truly unstuck. So I've been there, I felt the pain of this, and I know the necessity for cutting this off. We go to elections. In one election, we had $52,000 we spent in the Kennedy electorate, and it was on the front of the Australian newspaper. They spent $3 million. Try and get rid of us in that election.
Senator Lambert, just on Teddy Sheehan, what do you make of his comment asking Tasmanians whether or not he deserves a Victoria Cross?
Yeah, I find it extremely politicised out there right now. It's hurting a lot of people out there, what's going on with Teddy Sheehan, and the Prime Minister once again has brought this on himself. When you have a tribunal that has 11 members and all vote to make sure that the Victoria Cross is awarded to Teddy Sheehan, and then he goes and picks, and then he won't take that advice and that recognition and go and picks four of his mates to come over the top of them. I find it's probably one of the lowest ebbs I've yet seen a Prime Minister do since I've been up here in the last 7 or 8 years.
Is it appropriate to be polled? Are people being asked whether or not he deserves a Victoria Cross? Is that
no, it is not appropriate to be polling that, because I can tell you now, if those liberals got off their butt down there, those lower house members, they would know what I do, is that everybody down there is calling for a Victoria Cross. I mean, get out in the streets and go and ask the Tasmanians to talk to them. But quite frankly, it is their seats that are on the line next election. And if they don't get this Victoria Cross done and don't convince the PM to turn around and have another look at his decision and come out and do so and award that Victoria Cross to Teddy Sheehan, there'll be two less Liberal seats out of that next federal election. They're gone. They're finished. Thanks very much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much. Thank you.